Complete Auto Care and get $15 off a standard oil change. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The weather is brought to you by Inland Marine. You get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine and Barnhart.
He's still out there doing it. Yes, he is. The sound's about the same. I wonder if he's still smoking like three packs a day.
I don't know. He might. He might be. I went and saw him at Scott Trade. This was maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
That's a good story.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's very different. He's not like a rock. You look at him, he doesn't like a rock singer. And his music is, you know what I'm saying? It's like his stuff wasn't, it wasn't, it's rock and roll. I guess that's where you have to put it. But like, listen to this. I mean, that doesn't sound like anybody else.
We do Sweet Caroline. Our band, yes. And
you have a band?
Yeah, I do. I don't talk about it much, but
sure don't.
Right. No. Or my daughter.
Peon, he's got a band.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's called the Southside Johnny Band, playing Friday night at Brewski's out in O'Fallon. Wow. But I digress. Whatever that means.
It means you got off the track.
Okay. We do Sweet Caroline. Every time we do it, the place goes absolutely bonkers. It's crazy. People in their 20s and 30s just go crazy, and they're screaming and with their arms up in the air, and everybody's singing. They all know the words to it.
I got an idea. I just thought of this. You want to really get them going, say, okay, folks, we've rewritten it a little. We changed the words. And when we say, Sweet Carolina, and then you say, I'd like to get in your apartment.
Oh, okay. Sweet Caroline. Instead of going bum, 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 everybody goes bum,
bum,
bum. But
you make it Carolina.
Oh,
sweet. I want to get in your apartment.
Sweet. Oh, oh, gotcha. Okay.
They think it's going to be another comeback.
Not following.
No, I see what he's doing.
Or you could do Sweet Carolina, blah, blah, blah. I hear you've got a cute angina. That's a heart condition.
Heart condition. I hear you have. You have a heart condition.
So, thank you, Chuck, who just sent me an email. Reminded me that when Mark Furman took the fifth on "Did You Plant Any Evidence," the jury wasn't there. That's true. The jury wasn't present. I don't know what you call that when they get together with the judge and they put somebody up on the stand, and it's not really part of the jury thing.
Yeah, and they went through, because we watched all that stuff, and we got to see, the public got to see stuff that wasn't, the jury never got to see, because they said, well, we're not allowed to put that in front of the jury. And it's like, oh, why not? If you put that in, he's guilty.
But, well, here's the other thing. For anybody who thinks for a second that he didn't do that, then I have to ask you this. Where was the DNA or blood of the people who did? Because nobody else's was there. And they couldn't possibly have done what they did and not left or gotten bloody or something. There would have been some evidence of the fibers. They went down to the fibers in the kid, everything. And it was all belonged to those three people.
Yeah.
So where's the blood of that other killer or whatever? And there's no attempt at all to find whoever did it, if in fact they thought somebody else did it. It's a great case. Now, the other thing I did since we talked yesterday, and I didn't mean to do it, but I stumbled onto a YouTube interview with a guy named James Files. Do you know who he is? Like Files, the blade of the lawnmower.
No.
James Files is a convict. And I think he's still in jail. He says, and when you watch him interviewed, and I went and found some other articles on it, I have to tell you something. I'm one of those people, I do not believe that Lee Harvey Oswald by himself shot John Kennedy. I don't. I think that would have been all but impossible with a bolt-action rifle from that distance. He says he shot him the second shot from the grassy knoll.
Really?
And when you watch him interviewed, I tried my best to go, okay, this guy's full of it. But then the more I listened to him and the more I heard him lay out how it happened and that Sam Giancana was behind it, I don't doubt it for a minute. Sam Giancana was a big, big gangster who was sleeping with some of the same chicks that Kennedy was sleeping with. And he said the order came down from the guy who at the time was actually the head of the mob who was above Giancana. Giancana was second in command. So Giancana was to make sure he got carried out. And he does it so matter of fact. Have you ever seen a killer interviewed? It's so matter of fact. Like, well, I got a cup of coffee. That's how they talk about killing people.
Right.
So I was paid. I was paid to do a job. I did it. He's walking from the car to the office. I shot him back in the head. I used the .30-06 Winchester. It's just like they went fishing or something.
It's just like an everyday thing for
them. And that's how this guy talks about shooting Kennedy from the grassy knoll.
Is he serving a life sentence?
For something else. He's a killer. And he's in jail for I don't know what. And I didn't watch the whole thing. It was a long interview. But I watched enough. And I watched two different things. And I started reading these articles. And I Googled James Fildes. And sure enough, up comes the stuff on this guy. Now, I believe that if the CIA or Sam Giancana or whatever, if either of those were behind the Kennedy thing, of course they're not going to acknowledge this guy. And they're going to discredit him because I thought, well, why haven't we heard more of this guy? Well, I know why. They're going to blow it off as some kook or some nut. But why would he tell this story? He has nothing to gain.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was fascinating to me.
Even popularity. I mean, even the popularity of him just doing that, he wouldn't get anything.
But, man, to listen to him talk about going... And he mentioned the parade route, and he said the parade route was made public so that people who wanted to see Kennedy's motorcade could see it. He said, but at the last minute, they changed the route slightly to take that little detour by Dealey Plaza. And that knoll. And he said the people behind all this were so close to the people in the White House, that they had that information. They knew that, so they knew where to position themselves. He talks about what he wore behind the grassy knoll, what he used to shoot Kennedy with, the reactions of people once the shot was fired, and how he was able to just sort of walk away. Like Timothy McVeigh blew that building up, just got in the car and drove away. So it's James Fildes, if you want to look into it. And I'm sure there are sites that will say, he's a crackpot. But I don't believe that it was Oswald. I don't think Oswald's that good an actor. Because I watched again the interview with Oswald as they're escorting him, and he's saying to the press, he goes, they say I shot somebody. Now, he did shoot Officer Tippett, remember, Tippett, the cop.
Yeah.
And they found him in the theater, and I get all that. And maybe he was up there, and maybe he fired one of the shots, but I don't believe he did the whole thing. And that's just my personal feeling, that there's more to it than that. And I'm hoping that O.J. Simpson, before he dies, you know, he's up for parole in 2017, next year. Did you know this?
No,
Simpson.
Really?
Simpson's first parole date's next year. I'm hoping that at some point Simpson will confess. Because, one, you can't try him again for it. That's double jeopardy. He's already been tried. He's not going to prison. I wish he would confess. And I'll tell you why. We've been reliving this racial divide when the verdict came down, and even before. Go, O.J., go, rooting, cheering for him.
Yeah.
When he could, at that, he was a murder suspect. And then after the fact, when the verdict came down, the people, the black communities cheering, and the white community going, what? Are you kidding me? All this evidence? If he would confess, maybe, just maybe, everybody who was so ecstatic when they heard that he was found not guilty, will just take a moment and look back and go, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have cheered like that. And I know I did it just because I'm black and he's black. And maybe that wasn't the right thing to do.
I don't think he's capable of doing that, though.
You know, on one hand, I don't either.
Yeah.
I think his ego's too big.
Yeah.
Now, remember the book, If I Did It?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, that probably mapped the whole thing out.
I forgot who they interviewed on this 2020 thing, but he made reference to that book. And I think it was Goldman, Ron Goldman's dad. And he said, that book, that is, in a way, what I think, too, was that was him reaching out or trying to say he did it without really saying he did it. So he goes, if I did it. Why would you write that? Why in the world would you write it? If you're not guilty, would you write a book called, well, If I Did It by O.J. Simpson, here's what would have gone down. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. All right, enough of the O.J. stuff. Norman's back. Let's talk to Norman for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get Colin Jeffrey in here and talk about... Speaking of entertainment, this is real entertainment right here. Entertainment by the name of Norman. Norman, how are you?
I'm fine.
Now, Norman, can I get you to speak up a little bit, because we can barely hear you?
I'm just fine here.
All right, and what are you doing today? You're in Sullivan, I guess. What are you doing?
I'm just hanging out in the house.
Hanging out in the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why is it hard to hear you? Do you just have a real soft voice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. What can we do for you, Norman?
I got a song I'm going to sing here.
A song?
I request Rosemary and Ida.
Ida? Mm-hmm. Can you sing it loud and proud there, Norman?
Under the apple tree. With anyone else but me, Rosemary and Ida and Carol Climax and Carol.
Don't climax.
What?
No.
I thought he said, sit with me, Ida and Rosemary, and don't climax.
I thought so too.
Was that what you said, Norman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, what is it?
Well, that was right.
Wow.
And don't climax. I've never heard that version of that song.
I'm going to play. The happy birthday roll call and came after the ball game.
Okay, not familiar with those.
If you know the song, sing along.
I actually like the song better. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone but me, Ida and Rosemary, and don't climax. I like that. Okay, here we go. Take it away. Wow, this is different.
Yep.
He changed it up a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
For those of you who don't know music, you might be wondering, what is that instrument he's playing? That's a kazoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming a professional model kazoo.
Yeah, a little whistle thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now here's the wedding march here.
The wedding march.
All right.
Not familiar with that. That's a great kazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those real expensive kazoos that can actually duplicate the sound of a human hum.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone humming. That's how good it is. I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. Bride and groom.
Bride and the groom.
Kiss the bride and the groom.
Now I'll play Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, I don't know
you
that one.
Sing along with me?
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the girl. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back, and we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Oh man, Norman. I mean it when I say this. I've never heard anybody play the kazoo like you.
No.
And that's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn? Did you take like high-level advanced lessons in the kazoo, or did you just teach yourself?
My mother taught me how to play the kazoo.
Your mother?
Well, she did a good job.
In 1973 and 1974 and 1975. She taught me that.
1973, 1974, and 1975. So for 3 years, yeah, you had 3 years of kazoo lessons. Well, they paid off.
Wow.
I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Norman, when's the last time you talked to Ida or Rosemary?
I talked to Rosemary today.
You did?
What did she have to say?
She said our prayers and...
Is that it?
Got a real neat thing here.
What else would happen?
You got a real neat...
angel prayer. Oh. Angel of God, our guardian dear, to whom love of God commits us all here ever stay behind our side to lead, to guard, to rule, to guide. Angel of God, our guardian dear, to whom love of God commits us all here every night, be at our side to lead, to guard, to rule, to guide. Dear St. Michael Archangel, throw Satan in hell with the evil spirits wandering throughout the world, seeking good souls and bodies. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Wow. Quite a memory. I can remember that. And that's the what? The angel prayer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Were you kind of blessing us when you did that?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I feel better. I do too.
We need it.
Yeah, we do need it.
We need all the help we can get.
Well, Norman, is there anything else we need to talk about?
Oh, Christ, peace be with us all. And God bless us all. God bless America. And go for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz.
He's mentioned that before.
Yeah, he has.
He wants you to vote for Ted Cruz. And Christ be with us, peace, or whatever he just said. peace on earth, goodwill to man. Mm-hmm. Well, Norman, I'm sure Mr. Cruz appreciates you campaigning for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Norman.
Some way else I campaigned for him, I said a rosary for him, too.
You said a rosary for Ted Cruz.
Oh. Yeah.
That's nice. Very nice. All right, Norman. Always a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. Well, to the point. Bye. You know.
Oh.
Why mess around and say all those expected things? Well, nice talking to you. Just bye.
Man, I'll bet you.
You're gone.
I'll bet you when he talked to Rosemary, he was so excited and stuff. And
yeah.
Ida and Rosemary.
I'd love to have heard that conversation.
Oh, yes.
That would be worth paying to hear.
I know.
We're going to talk a little IT talk, if you don't mind. And I am not any kind of expert. I'll tell you who is. Huber and Associates, they are. So my job is to get you to contact them and talk to them and see if maybe they can help your business run more efficiently, be more competitive, help your employees actually also be happier and work faster and smarter with a good IT partner. That partner would be Huber and Associates. 28 years plus they've been doing this, and they are the IT partner for all kinds of businesses all over the country. They know all about that stuff that I don't know about, like cloud storage services and routers and switches and network security assessment and all that stuff. Those are just words to me that people like Jose Hernandez understand. But if you're in charge of if you're the IT person where you work and it's on you and you're the one they call and go, hey, how come this is down? You're the one that goes, I'll take care of it. And then you get on the phone with the folks at Huber or bring them in. And it all gets taken care of. They will help you reduce your costs. They will just make business more efficient with today's technology. And you need, if you are going to compete today, this is such a crucial, vital, important part of business. And it does help employees to work smarter and work better. They are an IT consulting company, and they cover everything from network to software to custom software. It might be a good idea to just give them a call and talk to them and say, hey, tell us what you can do for our company. They are Huber and Associates. The website is Team Huber. That's H-U-B-E-R, teamhuber.com. But if you can't remember that, you know you can go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and there they are, Huber and Associates.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. I think he's airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident on eastbound 64 on the ramp to 25th Street. That's causing a backup down or coming out of downtown into Illinois. You have westbound 40 drivers. You are slowing now from Kings Highway, and that's taking you through McCausland. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's running slow from now Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And everything on eastbound 70 out around Highway 79 from that earlier accident has thinned out. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on every day on the office items you use the most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks. Plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch-It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch-It provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch-It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after them. Pitch-It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch-It is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
March is here. It's just about spring. And now's the time to call Amazing Siding at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800 to get zero payments, zero money down, and zero interest for 18 months on windows and patio doors. Amazing Siding will also get you $150 per infinity from Marvin Fiberglass window purchased or $750 off per fiberglass sliding patio or French door. Get the top quality, energy efficient fiberglass windows or patio or French doors from Infinity from Marvin and the good folks at Amazing Siding. Not those cheap vinyl ones. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 18 months. But you've got to act now. This offer ends soon, so you've got to call Amazing Siding now at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Attention, all self-employed Americans. Are you overpaying on your taxes? If you're not using the money-saving software from QuickBooks Self-Employed to maximize your tax deductions, you may be paying significantly more than you have to every single month. That's why QuickBooks Self-Employed is currently offering free trials to all self-employed Americans. For your free trial, just visit tryselfemployed.com. QuickBooks Self-Employed helps you keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. In fact, subscribers identify an average of $18,217 in potential annual deductions. Now you can automatically discover the tax deductions you may have been missing. Don't overpay on your taxes. Don't miss out on deductions you should be getting. To find potential deductions you may have been missing, visit tryselfemployed.com. But hurry. Go online now while they're still giving trials away for free at tryselfemployed.com. Tryselfemployed.com. That's tryselfemployed.com.
Our latest addition to Appliance Discounters is our factory certified service department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you tired of seeing your retirement accounts make money just to eventually lose it? Wake up to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. with me, Marvin Mitchell, where we give safe, secure strategies that work.
The clouds.
You might want to come in here. Thanks, everybody. Those are my impressions of
really
Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Thank you so much.
That was fabulous.
You don't hear a lot of people do those. I do them.
No.
It is time for, I don't do them well, I just do them. I'd say it was good. It's time for Colin Jeffrey. He's going to have, as he always does, a lot to talk about. Things you might want to make a note to DVR. Things you might want to make a note to skip. You know you're not going to like it. He'll guide you. He's brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Don't be confused. There's only one Window World. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Oh, Colin, I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Let's go. What do you have?
Well, we've got a few DVDs coming out this week. In the Heart of the Sea, that is adapted from the story behind Moby Dick. It was not very good.
I saw the trailer and immediately thought, I don't want to see this.
It was one of these movies that's a period piece, but then they take modern ideas and sort of like social ideas and put them in there. There's one scene where one of these guys who's a professional whale hunter sees the eye of the whale and holds back his harpoon, decides not to throw it. This is a guy who's probably killed hundreds of whales in his career. And he's decided, I can't do it. This fish or this mammal. He says fish.
Sounds horrible.
It's really not.
Because he can't kill Moby Dick?
Yeah, that's essentially it. The Peanuts movie, it was a very odd animation style and wasn't particularly bad or good. That's out on DVD, but I might avoid it. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, season one, that is a Netflix show. If you've not watched it, you should. And if you don't have Netflix, this is an opportunity to rent or buy it. And
what's it about? I never heard of it.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is a woman, Ellie Kemper from St. Louis, and played the receptionist in The Office for the last 2.5 seasons, I believe, maybe 3, is kidnapped as a young girl. A man takes her underground with 3 other women and holds them underground for 20 years, I believe. And then they're rescued. One day.
I thought it was a comedy. I was just not a comedy.
Oh, no, it's very much a comedy because she is ill-equipped to deal with the modern world because she's been part of this underground cult for 20 years, for her formative years. It's actually very funny. And then Grease Live on DVD. And I think there are going to be some special features on there. We talked about one a while ago. That was one of the directors who was counting off all the camera shots.
That's worth watching. I didn't think it would be. I kind of laughed at it like I did Sound of Music. But I was impressed. It was good.
It was. Now you can own it if you feel like watching it over and over.
What's the next big live performance coming up on TV? Is there another one coming up?
You know there is.
There is. I can't remember what it is.
I know they had talked about it, and I don't remember what
it was. I'll find out for Friday. How about that?
Okay.
I'll do some research. It should be pretty
good. Doesn't do Frank any good.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah, because he'll be on assignment.
Yep. There's some TV out this week. If you are a fan of Game of Thrones but thought it didn't have enough of the Bible in it, you might want to check out Of Kings and Prophets on ABC starting tonight at 9 o'clock, going up against O.J. Simpson. Of Kings and Prophets is I don't know. It's part of the Old Testament. I'm not super familiar with it, but they take the idea of Game of Thrones and making a big, giant, epic story and these huge, lavish sets, and they make a movie or make this show about it. The odd part is they're creating an uncensored version that's going to be available online. So that, I guess, implies lots of sex and violence in this. And since I can't show it all on ABC, you can watch it online. I find it odd that this is a story from the Bible and they are releasing an uncensored version of it.
Well, the Bible has a lot of sex and stuff in it. It's in there. Violence, murder, it's in there.
It's on tonight against O.J. Simpson. I heard you guys talking about it earlier. I found that is a show I cannot sort of binge watch. I can't catch up on two or three episodes in a night.
Of what, O.J.?
Yes, it infuriates me so much looking back and realizing this guy got away with this. Yeah. You're so mad at Marcia Clark and the prosecutors, and you're just like, why did you do it this way? It's difficult, I think, to contain that.
Well, I'm mad for another reason, because at the same time, that thing you talked about, Kings and Prophets. Oh. I'm not going to watch it, and I'll tell you why. They stole it, and they stole it from me. I submitted a screenplay a couple of years ago. They changed one word, and look what they got. Mine was of Kings and Losses. They changed one word, and they even misspelled it.
Losses is more negative.
I guess, wow. Yes. See what I did there? Profits and losses.
Yeah.
Let everybody stop laughing. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not quite certain about this next show. I have some reservations about this one. It is on WGN America. The executive producer of this is John Legend, the singer, and he used a contemporary soundtrack for the show Underground. And it is a 10-part series, and it deals with the Underground Railroad, but instead focuses on the heroic actions of the members, this group on the Underground Railroad, who stage an escape from a Georgia plantation to the north.
Huh?
Exactly. I'm not quite certain about it, but I will probably watch at least some of it and give it a few episodes, because the last WGN America show that I really liked, Manhattan, is in its last season. Right, and that was, wow, that was a really good show that got no press. That was about the creation of the atomic bomb.
Yeah, I'm mad about that, too, because I wrote Man with a Hat On.
What?
Oh, my God. They changed a couple of syllables.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple.
Then they make money off of me.
Netflix this Friday, a new show starring Will Arnett, Flaked. He plays a chronic liar.
Don't worry, I'm not going to do Won't Arnett. I already did that. Negative brother, Won't Arnett. So we're not doing that again.
No.
Oh, we just did. Yeah. Go ahead.
He plays a chronic liar who is trying to keep his life together. It's a very dry comedy, but it's this Friday on Netflix, called Flaked. Bates Motel came back last night. I'm trying to catch up to the show. It is very good. It's the story of Psycho, Norman Bates, and his mother, but well before Psycho. It's young Norman Bates, and you see him turning into the character that we see in the Hitchcock movie.
Oh, so
Psycho.
His mother's alive and kind of, is she abusive and everything to him?
Abusive, and they are sexually active, and wow, it's twisted.
Ew.
But it's good. It's A&E. It came back last night. So the fourth season has begun. And then Netflix has another show on Friday called Characters. I mentioned this a few weeks back because Netflix has a very big march ahead. They went to eight comedians or sketch comedy artists, I guess, and said, we will give you money. Make your ultimate sketch. We're going to let you go do it. So it will be eight sketches, and it starts streaming.
Who are the comedians, though?
You've never heard of them.
Okay.
That's the shortest
answer.
That
doesn't mean it couldn't be good.
Oh, no, right? I think it will be good.
At one time, nobody ever heard of Louis Dreyfus or Jerry Seinfeld or any of the Saturday Night Live people when they were at the Groundlings or Second City. And they're very talented people, so that doesn't mean it won't be funny. It might be great. They've just never, till now, had an opportunity to have a budget to do anything.
Yeah, this is pretty cool of Netflix. In fact, we're going to skip ahead to a story before I get to the last show. Netflix just announced their budget for the upcoming year.
It's got to be astronomical.
Well, to give you some perspective, Fox is going to spend about $3.8 billion. Viacom, right about the same. The Disney Network is down around $2.9 billion. And Netflix is at $5 billion.
Wow. $5 billion?
Netflix is at $5 billion.
So when you think about it, they have how many subscribers?
Many millions.
Wow.
Like 100 million. Yes. Like hundreds of millions, right?
They have worldwide.
It's worldwide. It's not just the U.S.
Yeah.
And you times that by
what is
$10 a month?
Is it?
Essentially?
Yeah. And so, more? Yeah, they have.
So every month, I mean, it's at least 100 million. I know that. It may be 200 million.
Conservatively, it would be.
So
you're
it's
right.
Like $1 billion a month.
Yes. $1 billion a month just coming in from that. And some people have higher subscriptions. Yeah.
Multiples. I mean, well, I guess you wouldn't need multiple, but it's just mind-boggling.
I remember when Netflix started off. Remember, it was the mailing thing and mailing out DVDs.
Yeah,
and they still do that, but it's a much smaller percentage of their business. And this is really interesting because cable networks used to make a lot of money buying reruns of shows. And they could count on viewers because they wanted to watch these shows. But Netflix, this year in particular, it's not going to be a lot of new programming necessarily. They're going to have a lot of that. They're also going back and buying the rights to stream those shows that are frequently on reruns on cable. And so now people say, oh, I don't have to watch this one episode that they have on TBS right now. I can watch all of the episodes on Netflix.
Wow.
This is, man, when you just said something that triggered. When I was in my 20s, I worked for a guy who was fairly wealthy, and wealthy people hang with other wealthy people, you know, the country club crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I went with him one night, but I went with him to a meeting one night, and it was a small group of people. And I don't remember if the guy who stood up to talk was asking for investors or if he was trying to convince a committee to let that community put up some sort of tower. But he was talking to him about cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is where we're headed. This is the future. And I remember a couple of people going, hang on a second. They stood up and they said, you're saying that you think people are someday going to pay for television? And everybody laughed.
Right.
Because TV was just free. It was ABC, NBC, CBS, free. And I'll never forget
that meeting. And it still is. If you want that, if you want to buy the antenna, it still is free.
That was early, mid-70s, and cable was just being born. And I'll never forget those people laughing when that person said, so they're going to pay to watch television. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. And he went on and made his speech about how he's getting people to get on board. And I understand that guy today is extremely wealthy. He bought or ownership or whatever of the first. I don't know. What was the first cable to come to St. Louis? Under what name? It certainly wasn't Charter.
No, it wasn't Charter.
It's sort of like your cell phone.
Like Cablevision?
Yes, something like that. Your phone used to be Cybertel. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was some name that's long gone, but he was sinking a lot of money into it, and I know he's worth a fortune today. So some people have a vision, and other people are like me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when you said pay TV. And it's true. I understand that thinking. Somebody said, well, it's kind of like when Polaroid came out and they said, hold on a minute. You're telling me the picture will be developed right in the camera? What are you, nuts? I can see where that's hard for people to comprehend, but it's here. What else do you have?
The Dancing with the Stars cast was announced. Did you guys talk about this?
Oh, no. Who's going to be on there?
Misha Barton from the OC.
Oh, I like her. She's cute.
Antonio Brown, another NFL guy. All these NFL stars seem to go.
Yeah, they love to bring those guys in.
And do pretty well. Kim Fields from The Facts of Life. Doug Flutie, another NFL guy.
Little guy.
Von Miller, another NFL guy, just won the MVP. Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, okay.
Is going to be on there. Jody Sweetin.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Full House and now Fuller House.
Okay.
Full Blouse.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, thank you.
I like that.
Thank you, everybody.
Ginger Z, the meteorologist for Good Morning America. Donald Trump's second ex-wife. I cannot remember her name.
Marla Maples?
Maples.
Marla Maples.
Yeah. So there you go. That's
Wait, where has she been?
Waiting for Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
There are a few others, but
I wonder if all those ex-wives signed big-time confidentiality agreements when they parted ways.
I would imagine.
Because you know they have some stories.
Yeah.
Kanye West said from now on he's only releasing his music on streaming. No more CDs.
Oh, no.
No more CDs. Kim Kardashian also with this whole naked, she's posted a couple
nude selfies she sent out yesterday or the other day.
But then she went to Twitter and said, well, I'll be laughing all the way to the bank. My mobile game made $80 million. Well, it turns out she's going to use $54 million of that to pay Kanye's debt for his clothing company. $54 million.
I saw it was pretty funny. After she sent out that nude picture, apparently her and Bette Midler got in a little Twitter beef. And Bette Midler said, the only way we be able to see anything that Kim Kardashian hasn't already shown is if she swallowed a camera. I thought that was pretty good.
That's funny.
So the first cable companies, Store Cable around here, and TCI
was
another one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time. We're way out of time.
Yes, we are. One last thing I wanted to say. 2016, if you live in Japan, you will be able to watch this year's Olympics in 8K television.
Whoa!
8K.
8K. They're trying it out, and by 2020, Tokyo says that's where the 2020 Olympics are. Everything will be in 8K television. How much, I don't even have a 4K TV.
How much clearer can anything get?
I think it's just a window, and they come outside and perform in your yard. I don't know. that's all I can figure. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Holy cow.
Brought to you by Window World. Number one replacement window in the United States, the biggest seller. And the original $189 window. Now's a good time to call them. And I'm going to give you a free estimate. The time to call Schaefer's when you're in an accident. I realize you're not going to call them. It's not like I could just say, hey, everybody, call Schaefer. You're only going to call them if your car has been wrecked. And if it is, I'm pretty sure that 98% of this audience would know to ask for Schaefer when you talk to your insurance company. Or to call them immediately and go out and get an estimate. And if it's not drivable, they'll come give you the estimate. They'll bring it in. Whatever. They go out of their way to make this as easy as it can be because you're kind of traumatized. That car that you like, except for people like Peon who aren't attached to their cars and he doesn't like his car at all and doesn't care about it. Most people have some attachment to their cars. And if something happens, oh, man, it's a bummer. Put it back the way it was. And they do. And it's like it never happened. They are, I never say things like they're the best in the world, because I haven't been all over the world. I'm sure there are other great body shops, but I do say this. Who cares if there are five other great body shops in town? You're AM and the PM. You're going to do business with one, somebody who's really good and nobody is better than, and that would be Schaefer, and two, a company that's AM and the PM, and that would be Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Now, there are 10 locations, 10 places where they practice the art of perfection in body work. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, you can find those locations at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, we just flew over downtown, and eastbound 40 is really jammed up now from between Vandeventer and Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. We did see southbound 270, Olive to Ladue, Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry, and we've got a big jam up. I'm just going up to check out now on eastbound 270. You're slow east of McDonald through 170, but you're jammed up from about West Florissant through 367. With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Shop or visit samsclub.com to see all your instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now, more than ever, depend on it.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-774-4533. North America's leading laser eye surgery provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is offering $400 off its already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free evaluation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-774-4533. With over 20 years' experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. Be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience at TLC Laser Eye Centers. Call 1-800-774-4533. 1-800-774-4533.
Make a smart financial move for retirement by moving your retirement money into an IRA. Schedule income, support your dream. To see the options to make that money grow, call Mike Hauser at Hauser Group Wealth Management at 314-822-0344. Hauser Group Wealth Management is the resource for IRA rollovers, which is why you should call Mike Hauser at Hauser Group Wealth Management at 314-822-0344. That's 314-822-0344.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on GoToDobbs.com. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $15 off a standard oil change. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
I just finished the jingle. I just wrote it just now. See what I got so far. What a great kitchen. It's really nice. Who'd you have do it? Thompson Price.
Wow.
I don't have any instruments for arrangement yet. That's what I have so far. They don't need a jingle. They don't even need a slogan. All they need is a whole bunch of people who are so thrilled with their kitchens and bathrooms that they tell other people. And, of course, this show. They need this show. That's Thompson Price. Simple request. Make sure the name Price is in any company you talk to about remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom. That way there'll be no confusion with a similar name, but it's not the same company. It's Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Please visit their showroom. If you find yourself anywhere near 270 in Manchester, it's less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's. But please walk in there, McAllister's Deli. Walk around. Tell me your AM and the PM. You're going to be blown away. And then you realize there are hundreds of other ideas I don't even see here that they can help me with and expose me to. You'll be glad.